The second song you chose for your Song of the Soul is Fix Me. Are you still feeling in need of being fixed? Is this a constant part of your journey?
I would say yeah, to some degree. There are times that I guess I'm more acutely aware of it than others. I think that we're all in that same state, but some of us are more or less aware of it. I think the more we read the scriptures, the more we see our faults. You know, you can look in the mirror in a darkened room and think you look pretty good, but take one of these bright makeup mirrors with the lights on and look up close and you see every line and everything in your face. And I think someone that spends a lot of time in the scriptures, the more you do, the more you see, yeah, I'm broken. I need fixing. It's a song of introspection, of recognizing our need of a fix that only God can perform. The lyrics of the chorus say, fix me, I'm broken, or have I misspoken? Nothing in this world can feed me. Nothing in this world has freed me. And the bridge kind of brings us to a place of hope. Most of the song is a sense of searching and kind of a groping in the dark after God or after truth, after answers. But in the bridge is where some ray of hope is shown here, where it says, I was raised to life by a man of sorrows, with no place left to look but up. And of course, that's talking about Jesus of Nazareth, who said he was the light that's come into the world to light every man that comes into the world. And he is that man of sorrows that took our sorrows and our pain. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him.
So we'll listen here to Fix Me, again, another song by Greg Farley.
Listen to reason, it leads.